everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's In. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead 605, episode 605, entitled Now. It's our instant cast. We just finished watching maybe 2-3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
All right, so what did you think? Well, talk about what you thought real quickly of the episode.
I thought it was another laid-back episode. It wasn't what we wanted to see, but, you know, it's what we got.
Right. Everyone was tweeting, Glenn. That's all I saw online is they wanted to see Glenn. I'm cool with, I don't mind that the held back because it just makes me more excited. So yeah. I'm not one of those people like, I need to see Glenn. Like, I'm not tripping right now because it's either one or two things. He's either alive or he's dead.
See, I think he's dead, but I really want to confirm it.
I do need a confirmation because when they were writing his names on the wall, I'm like, hold on, how you guys got Abraham's name, Nicholas? I mean, we, the audience, know Nicholas is for sure dead, but right. They don't even know Nicholas is dead. They don't know Glenn is dead. To me, it was a little premature.
Yeah, they had Daryl.
They had Daryl up there. That's disrespectful now. That's really disrespectful.
I think they just wrote everybody's name.
Everybody's name that hasn't came out. You don't come back right. Within 20 minutes and then it's out. Your name is on the wall.
Yeah.
All right, and we got confirmation that Maggie is indeed pregnant.
Yep.
So there's going to be a little baby coming along. Judith is going to have a little playmate.
Yeah, so, you know, that makes me think more that Glenn is dead.
Okay, because...
I think with every life, there's death.
Oh, really? Like, real?
Yeah, for real.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I thought the episode was good. It was better than last week, only because there was more action, it was more people, it was not just two people or three people.
I still enjoyed last week's show.
Okay.
So I can't say this was better or that one was better. This was all right, that one was all right.
Okay. I kept talking a lot during this episode, and I don't think I talk a lot that much during The Walking Dead, so I don't know if it was good or if it was not as good since I was talking.
Like I said, it was just a laid-back episode.
Okay.
It wasn't one of those episodes where, in fact, I don't think they showed Carol this episode.
They didn't show Carol. They didn't show Morgan. At least those are the people that we know for sure.
Well, they showed Morgan.
They did? Oh, like real quickly at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
He ran to the gate looking like Donatello.
Yeah. I wonder if he got a full paycheck for that real quick scene.
You know he did.
I don't know why I wonder that, but I wonder that about actors. Like, Scott, he was in bed the whole time. He didn't have to say nothing. He just had to lay in bed. And I was like, I wonder if he got a full paycheck. Like,
I'm pretty sure he got easy paid job. For the season.
Easy job. Let me lay in bed. I can act dead. I can do whatever. But, oh, something exciting happened. We got two new love stories going on. Jesse and Rick, they kissed.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's not really a new love story.
Well, oh, yeah, because Rick kissed her before.
Yeah, I mean, we already knew it was coming.
All the Rick Shones in the world, people that shipped Rick and Michonne, are sad. I wonder if we're going to see Michonne act a certain way or if she's not going to care.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question.
Yeah. If she cares, that's going to hurt if she's sad about it. If, like, you can tell in a way she feels a type of way, but if she doesn't care, then I'm cool with it.
Yeah, if she don't care, then we already know that's
done. I mean, there was nothing.
There was nothing.
Right. And then who else did we... Oh, the two girls. Tara and Olivia? Yeah, or Denise, one of them.
I can't remember her name.
Yeah, the girl, the fake doctor. Yeah.
She's a real doctor.
Okay.
She's just not, I guess, a surgeon.
Yeah. She's cool. She saved... She escaped.
Isn't she like a veterinarian? I'm just joking.
No. That was somebody else. That was Herschel.
No, I know.
Okay. All right, what else? Oh, Ron, he was dating Enid, so that does make things a little awkward now that we found out that Enid was his girlfriend.
I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure if Ron was being sincere, if he was lying.
If he was just like, that's my girlfriend, like, just saying it, but they really haven't confirmed it.
He probably was trying to get a reaction.
Okay.
That's what I think. I think that he has some plans, something set up, and he's trying to go through with it.
I want to call it now, and I don't consider it a spoiler because I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't trust Ron. Like, the whole time, as soon as he acts, I didn't have a problem with him and Glenn. Not him and Glenn. Don't say that name. Him and Carl fighting. But when he asks Rick for help, something about it just, he was so nice and he seemed sincere. But something told me, like, I thought he was going to turn around and shoot Rick. And then when Rick and Jesse were kissing, I thought he was going to try to shoot Rick. And then somehow Jesse would get in the way. I mean, I don't trust Ron. I think something's going to happen with him.
Maybe.
Well, I guess Maggie, other than her confirming that she's pregnant and Aaron giving that baby suggestion name.
Well, you know, it was funny seeing Rick run all the way back with the walkers behind him. I'm like, you know, how did Rick get? Well, you know, I can understand. No. How did Rick get out of there?
Okay, everyone, I swear, it was all over Twitter. That's all people were saying. Like, how the hell did Rick get out? But, okay, technically, as we said before, the walkers walk. Rick can run.
But if you think about it, they already had the RV surrounded.
All he had to do was push one away and keep running.
No, but if. I don't know how that RV was set up, but I think the RV, if I'm not mistaken, that RV was set up where the door was on the side that the walker was on.
No, it was. So I'm thinking he jumped out the driver window.
So you think he jumped out the window?
I think so.
Rick jumped his ass out the window.
Yeah, I think he jumped out the window.
And outran him all the way back.
Yeah. I was surprised they were that close to him. Actually, that was my, and my initial thought was not how he
away.
He's not
dead.
Well, see, everyone else was like, how did he get away? But I was thinking, why are they that close to him? Like, he's been running. They're walking.
But that's the problem. Rick is already messed up. He done got in a fight, a shootout. He done ran all the way to the RV. Now you're saying he had to jump out a window.
That's nothing.
I mean, it's a lot of things that Rick went through. So I'm surprised. See, you say you're surprised they were that close. I'm surprised Rick is still with us.
All right. Well, at least it was more realistic. As you said, he has been running. So... that's probably why they were so close, is because he was probably tired. He's probably drained. So that's why he couldn't run as fast as he wanted to.
I tell you what, that was bullshit.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it. You have a problem with it?
I had a problem with it.
Apparently, a lot of people on Twitter had a problem with it.
I think they should have showed us him getting out. Maybe, you know, put a hush to, you know, our speculations.
Okay. Well, Walking Dead has a habit of doing that. All of a sudden, people just, like, Tyrese, you know, remember when he got pushed out the door last season by the Terminus people?
Right.
And the next thing you know, he comes busting in. And so it didn't actually show him killing all those walkers outside.
But that's more believable, though.
That's more believable?
Yeah, he was surrounded by, like, 1,000 walkers. It was, like, 2 or 3 of them out there. Tyrese is a big guy.
All right. Well, we're getting to know a lot of the Alexandria characters a lot more. I do like that much. I'm learning names. I know Spencer, Olivia, the doctor. No, Denise, the doctor. One of them. Olivia and Denise both have glasses, so I'm getting them mixed up. But there's Olivia and Denise, Jesse, little Sam. So we're getting Bruce.
Yeah.
You know? So we're getting to know the people's name in Alexandria, which gives us hope that they may last. So we'll see. Anything else to add?
Nah, what's up with, what's her name, Dana?
Deanna.
Deanna at the end.
Oh, like when she went and banged on the wall? Yeah, she killed one walker. She didn't even really kill it. Now she thinks she hardcore?
Yeah, she didn't really kill the walker.
Yeah.
But, yo, she stabbed the hell out of it, though.
Yes, but that's not going to do anything. All you're doing is wasting your breath. You know? Now you're tying yourself out.
I think she had to get out that anger.
Her son died.
Yeah.
Her husband died.
Her other son's a thief.
Which son? Oh, yeah. A thief and a liar.
A thief and a liar.
Okay.
I mean, he's just a politician.
Yeah.
That's all he is.
He's a politician's son. No, he learned from her.
He's just telling them what not to do.
Yeah. And do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
Classic story. We'll talk about that in full cast because I actually like that scene.
I mean, that's really all I got for tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have to rewatch it.
Yeah. Because we were talking a lot in the episode and I actually kind of missed Maggie saying she was pregnant. I just kind of saw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, and then they talked about it later on the episode, so I actually missed the reveal. I saw her hugging Aaron.
Right.
Oh, I got a lot to say about that scene, too. So, check us back, you guys, Tuesday for our full recap. We tape tomorrow night, Monday, for our full recap. So, send your feedback in to dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com.
Yeah, and please send it by 4. Let's do by 4.
4 p.m. 4 p.m. Yeah. I mean, even if it's a little later, we tape it at night, but... try to send it in early enough so you can get it in on the
before recap. Earlier the better.
Earlier the better. And then you can also hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, facebook.com/verdictsin or @theverdictsin on Twitter. And we will discuss your feedback on the episode. So thank you for listening. Until Tuesday, have a good night.
Good night.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.